Chapter 19. Evening was crimsoning the sky over the western reaches as Birog led his Darat vermin into camp. The Darat tribe gathered around to see what he had captured. A huge old rat, almost white with a few brown flecks, pulled himself out of a hammock which was slung under a rocky ledge. Bullying his way through the crowd, he indiscriminately kicked babes, young ones, females and males out of his way. Studying the bound and hooded creatures lying exhausted on the ground, he addressed Birog in a shrill voice, totally unsuited to his bulk.
Let me see them!
Horty felt the sack being pulled from his head and a knife slitting the rope gag in his mouth. He spat out the gag and found himself looking at the huge fat one. Immediately, the young hare began complaining.
You don't mind me saying, sir, but this is all a bit belly much. Is this the way you treat jolly peaceable wayfarers, what?
A slap from the huge rat silenced him.
Shut your face, rabbit! The great Hemper Figlong don't like talky rabbits!
He glared at Springald and Fenner, who had been unhooded and had their gags removed.
Don't like talky mouses or squirrels either!
A shrunken and incredibly ugly female pushed her way through to Hemper Figlug's side. Ignoring him, she began pinching the three captives, nodding approvingly as she did so. Hemper Figlug whispered something in her ear. She nodded, replying aloud,
Bircher Glug!
The Darat tribe nodded in agreement and laughed. Always ready to take advantage of a situation, Horty winked at his two companions.
At least they seem happy. It must be a good joke, what? Bircher Glug, wasn't it? What's this?
He grinned at the assembly and repeated the words.
Bircher Glug!
The Darat tribe howled with laughter at Horty's remark. A tiny rat babe wrinkled his nose at the young hare and squeaked.
Bircher Glug!
Horty favoured him with a kindly smile.
Aye, old lad, Bircher Glug indeed. What?
Ahoo! You little savage, get off!
The rat babe, who had bitten Horty's footpaw, clung on grimly. High Captain Birog pulled the rat babe off and cuffed it. Hemper Figlug nodded at his prisoners.
Glug cages!
They were picked up bodily and borne to two large cages formed of thick branches lashed together, one of which was open. Into this, the three companions were thrown. The Darat tribe dispersed and went about their business. Seeing they were being ignored, Springall began loosing herself from the ropes binding her forepaws and the running rope about her right footpaw. The other two did likewise. Fenner watched the fat Hemper Figlug settling himself back into the hammock.
What now, I wonder?
Springall answered hopefully.
Well, we're still alive, aren't we? Where there's life, there's hope, they say.
Horty rubbed his stomach. As usual, his mind was on food.
I won't be alive much longer if somebody doesn't feed us. Chap gets hungry being captured and all that, what?
He called out to a passing rat.
Hi there. I say, me old vermin, how about something to jolly well eat?
He pantomimed eating and pointed inside his mouth.
Eat, you know, just like starving chaps do. Grub, food, or whatever you savages call it.
The rat grinned and pointed to his own mouth.
Glug!
Horty clapped his paws together.
Ho, ho, that's the stuff, Glug!
Something suddenly dawned on Fenner.
Glug! That must be their word for food! Oh, great seasons!
Horty winked.
Leave it to me, eh, what? I can translate any belly thing when it comes to food.
Springald understood all too well. She clapped the paw to her brow.
Glug! That's what we are, food.
Horty patted her reassuringly.
No, no, old gal, you've got it all wrong. They said Bircher Glug. That probably means feed them or give these belly prisoners some food. They look hungry.
Just then, four Darat males brought a big cauldron to the cage. They placed it outside the bars, within the captive's reach. It was filled with a form of porridge, full of berries and sliced fruit. One of the rats indicated they should eat.
Bircher Glug, you eat all up!
Horty smiled.
Told you so.
Fenner asked the rat.
What does Bircher Glug mean?
The rat shrugged.
All the rat way of saying good food.
Springall's worst fears were confirmed. She whispered in a shaky voice,
"They're fattening us up before they eat us."
Horty dipped a paw into the cauldron and scooped some up.
"Oh, don't be silly. No beast dare to eat us. Shocking idea, I say. This tastes rather good, what? Come on, you two."
They shrank to the back of the cage, shaking their heads.
"I couldn't bear to touch it."
"Oh, Horty, how could you eat at a time like this?"
One of the rats unwound a whip from about his waist, gave it a sharp crack and shouted at the pair,
"Eat or weep!"